Why, hello there. My name is Les Electro, and this is the Sub-Zero Music Show. It's a new little thing that I'm trying out. The structure of the show is basically 15 different tracks. 5 from 3 different genre sets, electro house, dubstep, and drum and bass, with each set basically integrating different types of that style. So electro house would have moombahcore, glitch hop, dubstep will sometimes have trap, and drum and bass might have a drumstep too now and then. The 5th track from each set will basically be the scorcher for that set. I'll be reviewing the tracks, showcasing them, doing whatever, I don't know, talking. Give me some feedback, let me know what you guys like, what you guys don't like. I'll be quite curious just to understand what your take is on the whole thing. So let's start out with a bang. This is AU5 and Fractal. The track is called Smoke. Is straight off the collaboration EP between AU5 and Fractal, off of their Secret Weapon EP. Out on the mighty Monster Cat Recordings. The track's good, I like it. Powerful, energetic. Second drop catches you off guard too. Into the second track, the Astronaut remix of Pegboard Nerd's High Roller. Bitch, I'm still out. It's a heavy track out on Decipher Recordings on the High Roller Remix EP. There's another remix by Far Too Loud on that EP, which is equally amazing. But I'm saving a track of his for a little later. A beautifully written track from a fellow Greek. It goes by the name of Cubism. This track is from his Caliber Music single called Just About That. Released his Event Horizon album earlier this year. And by golly, is it good. Go check it out. One track away from our Electro House Scorcher. The only track that stands in between us and that track is this absolute monster. Off of his debut Inspected Records EP called Culture. Ford, Villain. We'll be right back. are a drummer like I am, then I have no doubt in my mind that this track makes you as giddy as it does me. Seriously, get so excited every single time this guy releases anything. The sound design is remarkable. It is the first scorcher of the very first Sub-Zero Music Show. Coming to you by none other than the very genius himself. Oliver Cash, probably better known as Far Too Loud. This guy is my idol. Anything he makes, no matter what, blows everything else out of the water. Madion better than Madion does. No, but seriously, this track is amazing. I have no words for it. I can't help myself but dance around like an absolute spastic maniac every time I hear this drop. The track is called Torpedo by The Frederick in the Far Too Loud remix. Second draft too. Them growls though.
shit, what a track. I think it's time for some dubstep now. Starting off with another very heavy track. This is Barely Alive on the remix for Getter and That's It out on Firepower Records. Came out in the middle of December.
What do you want to hear, man?
The remix was quite out of the blue, though.
Well, I do. I do. I even got a special one for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a holler point.
This is Getter and Datsik, Hollow Point, with the Barely Alive remix. Another few awesome growls here and there. Big things coming from these very young producers, Barely Alive. Make some pretty sick shit, man. Sounds are always so tight, man. I apologize. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Do you want to hear that sometimes I think about eating a foot? Well, I do. I do. I even got a special one for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a holler point. Looking for the occasion with a...
Speaking of new up-and-coming producers with incredible talent, comes this 17-year-old prodigy, goes by the name of Frequent. This kid is going to revolutionize the EDM scene. Watch out for him, I swear to you. The musicality in his tracks is almost unparalleled.
Yeah.
tempo change, though. Beautiful sound design. Excellent flow. Love everything about this track. This is Frequent Fragmented. Make sure to check out his other stuff. His drum and bass is... I literally cannot even think of a word to describe it. He's just that good. Into This Dance Floor Destroyer by Getter. Getter was kind enough to give this one out for free on Christmas. The track is called Shabow. Signature Getter sound doesn't ever get old, does it? And now we move on to a track, also given out for free. By the melodic maestro, Fractal. The track is called Sanity. Very, very intricate and raw at the same time. I like it a lot. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I'm trying my best to stay as entertaining as possible. I don't know, it's like I'm moving my body around and shit, but you can't really see it. Ah well. Fake drop. Dubstep Scorcher coming up after this, and then five insane drum and bass tracks coming up after that. I just spat all over my computer. Fractal Sanity. I'm sure you already knew that because you listened to the first drop and you totally didn't skip through it like I know you fucking did. Don't lie to me. Probably skipped through that part too and didn't even hear it. Sly dog you. Again, motherfuckers! Yes. The rawness in this track is so intense, it should probably have a warning label. This is Sadhu and Dane, Liberty Prime.
Liberty Prime is online. Chinese invaders.
Christ. To the final section of this Sub-Zero Music Show, Volume 1. Into the drum and bass section. Probably my favorite section, too. Nah, who am I kidding? Electro House is always my favorite. Let's start off with Misanthrope. Track called Catch 22. Fresh off of his Greed of Gain EP, out on Neo Signal. That the track deserved a place on the Sub-Zero Music Show. Second track coming from the New Zealand Giants, State of Mind, and they collaborated with the Dutch Giants, Black Sun Empire. A track called Unconscious. It was given out for free a while back in anticipation of State of Mind's new album coming out on Blackout sometime in March, I believe. With one or two more tracks coming out in the middle of January 2014. The album's called Eat the Rich, and by the looks of this track, I'm pretty psyched for it. Thank you. Track also coming from the lands down under, Australian producer called Lockjaw. I'm very intrigued by this guy's production. I think it's more like a hit or miss. More hit than miss, of course, but this track is most definitely a hit. Came out a couple days before New Year's Day. Probably the newest track from the entire episode. The track is called The Revelation, out on Lifestyle Recordings. Pretty sick stuff, no doubt. But the second drop is just on a whole other level. You'll see what I mean quite soon. Yeah. for that second drop with all those cuts and stuff. Very creative producer. I'm eager to see what else he can come up with. I would have probably chosen this track as my scorcher to end the Sub-Zero Music Show had it not been for the genius of one other producer. So I settled with putting this track as second to last. I seriously fucking love this track. It's so good. Everything about it, the flow is just... The track is called Basso Continuo by the German duo Neon Light, coming straight from their Power Hour EP out on Lifted Music. There's a drum fill in this drop, which is just unbelievable. Agree with me when I say this probably deserves scorcher of the episode position, right? Absolutely stunning track. I do believe we are expecting a remix of theirs for the State of Mind album coming out later this year. Exciting stuff from Neon Light.
Temperature.
Did someone call 9-1? Holy shit!
Alright, here we go. Probably my favorite track for this episode.
As the rain is pouring down on me.
This remix coming from the Austrian powerhouse Mephius.
There was my house, the battle with the wind.
taken from the Chase and Status album Brand New Machine, comes the Mephius remix of Alive, straight from this guy's twisted mind. Enjoy. Austrian genius. His contemporary EP that came out on Critical is just one of the most revolutionary drum and bass stuff I've ever heard, including his Neo Signal remix of Sequence. I do believe he has a track with Baleen coming out sometime later this year. I heard a preview of it. Gave me shivers, it's that good. Probably be doing this every 4 to 6 weeks, giving you the best in the newest releases from electro house, dubstep, and drum and bass. Let me know what you guys think. I'll be seeing you.